Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Cornerstone Christian Church of God podcast, where we are devoted to bringing restoration and transformation to all. To stay connected and find out more about what God is doing in His church, please visit our website, cccghq.org. Thank you so much, and we hope you are blessed by this message.
Let's go through our themes together. As our tradition is, we declare it together, one to go. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. And the theme for this month is wisdom by light. Hallelujah. We see that in Daniel chapter 5 and verse 11. May we please read that together, one to go. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Cornerstone, let there be light. Please clap your hands and you may be seated. Amen. Tell your neighbor, it is time to be rich. The third advantage in walking in wisdom is riches. The third advantage we get from walking in wisdom is riches. Riches, 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 riches. Wow. What a mighty God. Are we not blessed to be hearing amazing testimonies? Wow. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. There are testimonies you hear, you're wondering, nah, that's not true. It's true. It's true. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. So wisdom must be found. You don't see gold on the ground. Either somebody lost it, a thief stole it and it dropped mistakenly, or it is fake. But they dig the ground for wisdom. And the man who gains understanding, verse 14, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, which means by the time the wisdom has been applied, the result is more than the profits of silver, and her gain more than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. Wonder why he's attributing wisdom to she. Only Jesus knows. Amen. They didn't see it until I said it. Now they're like, amen, glory, glory. She's more precious than rubies. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her wisdom. Length of days. So when you're wise, you live long. You'll not go bungee jumping. I'm just kidding. It's okay, but we don't go there. There are some things wisdom will just tell you, but why? Why? Why am I spending my own money to go and scream, And then you come back and say, thank you, Jesus, for preserving my life. Why? I went on a particular ride. Is it Wonderland? Wonderland? That was the last time I went on a ride. This was 2007. No, couldn't have been 2007. 2008. 2008. That was the last. Were you there? Okay, if she wasn't. She was wise. She wasn't there. I said, from now on, no. How can I pay money and then I'll be there screaming, But why? If it was free, maybe I might consider it. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. So we're focusing on the riches. One of the advantages from wisdom is riches. It is difficult to be, not impossible, difficult to be poor and wise. Not impossible. Let me show you this. Not impossible. Because there's nothing new under the sun. But we will not be the poor and wise. We will be the rich and the wise. Like we saw in the second service, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 13. Holman Christian Standard Bible, if you have that. Otherwise, New King James is fine. He says, and I read HCSB, and I realized that there is an advantage to wisdom over foolishness. There's an advantage, like the advantage of light over darkness. The wise man has ears, eyes in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Eyes in his head. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 13 to 18. This wisdom I have also seen under the sun, and it seemed great to him. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now there was found in it a poor, wise man. Oh my goodness. Why did he become poor? Why did he choose to be poor when the wisdom he had could make him rich? And he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet, no one remembered the same poor man because of the poverty. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. So if you want your wisdom to be heard, desire to be rich. Yeah, praise God. If you want to talk and people would listen, you can't say all these wise things and after everything you say, can you just help me with just $50? It's $50. Just. No. If you're going through that, it's a season. And you pass through that season in the mighty name of Jesus. Every maxed out credit card, I declare a reversal in the mighty name of Jesus. Wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, if the poor man's wisdom is despised, our wisdom must not be despised. And his words are not heard. Words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. Should be heard, but it's not usually heard. Should be heard. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Selah. One of the things that comes with divine wisdom is money. Why is it money? Money is what we get when we exchange value. What is value? Value is the pleasure that a person gets from your service. It is the advantage that you give a person from their interaction with you or something that has to do with you. Money is very easy to get. Maybe more challenging to gather, but easy to get. If you walk in your gifting. If you walk in your gifting, money is easy to get. You see, it depends on the circle you're in and the echo chamber you've allowed yourself to be in. But listen to me, money is easy to get. It flows around very easily. In the areas where giftings are allowed to flow. And we can look at people high up there and people getting up there. You look at some athletes, sports folks, and the amount they are making is so ridiculous. You're wondering, so there's this much money going around? So, but I'm not an athlete. Oh, relax. How many people are actually working in the area of their gifting? How many people? Just a handful of people. Handful. How many nurses actually are nurses because that is their gift? Many of us have met with some demonic nurses trying to help a person deliver, and they're just angry and just, you're wondering, a pregnant woman is saying she's in pain. I just say, hold yourself, madam. Hold yourself. What's wrong with you? Was I there when you were doing it? Are you like, are you wondering, what is your problem? Did you come from hell? But those who have the grace are just there saying, no, 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 it's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. People gifted in hospitality, when they, I don't want to say hospitalized. When they take you through their hospitality, you'll be like, wow, I just want to just stay here. Everything is, they've thought about it because it is their gift. You've been to hotels and there are people there, they're just working for money. Wow, there are some, they're just looking after your every need. Joyfully, whether you tip them or not, it doesn't matter. Some people are surprised. They're like, wow, Apostle, great job. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. We're going to be rich. We'll be richer than we are today, whether the devil likes it or not. I've said this many times. You see, you hear many, many songs speaking about, you know, be unto the Ancient of Days. How do you sing this song? Blessing and honor, glory and power. Did you hear riches there? No. It's usually the one they miss out when they are singing these songs, speaking about the redemptive blessings, Revelation 5:12. They always leave out riches. It's very uncomfortable. Yet people want money, but they avoid conversations about about receiving money for their effort. You see someone, a lady tell you, oh yeah, yeah, I make hair for people. Do you charge? Oh no, no, no. I just do it. I just do it for my friends. I just do it. And my question is, why are you not charging? You spend 6 hours. And yes, someone like that might be in need financially. The boldness to be able to say, no, I render this service. It is, you are not doing me a favor by paying me for the service I rendered. That's the light we must catch. Don't be ashamed to want money for your time. For your effort. Don't be ashamed to want more for your effort. Because part of the shame is what affects people. And they keep themselves limited. It's almost as if some feel guilty for asking for more. Wisdom brings riches. But a person can still be wise and be poor if they refuse riches. The Lord said in Revelation, he says, I stand at the door and I knock. If you open, I will come in. There are some families, there are some circles where wealth is not really so pervasive. So the people who seem to have a little bit of it are made to feel very guilty because they have it. Any little thing you do, oh, is it because you're rich? Or is it because you're rich? No, 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 no. It's because I'm a human being. We hear the word of God. We behold his words. And his words bring us to where we ought to be. The word would create our world. I stand at the door and I'm knocking. How does he knock? With his word. With his word, it's an introduction. He's making an introduction. Is this the kind of life you want? And I'm saying yes. I want to be very, very wealthy. We're here for intercessory prayers yesterday. Part of what I was thanking God for most of the time was the ability to be a blessing to people financially. You're not planning, you're not checking any bank account. You just know you can be a blessing. And it's not today, it's not yesterday, it's not three, five years from prior. The ability to be a blessing. We see it first. We see it first. And then we begin to become it. But that's wisdom. Can you imagine if Jesus was running the business you are running? Would it be stuck? Open a new club today. You don't need to do much advertisement. Somehow, people will advertise to each other. And it will be full. I've never gone to any before here. If you go to clubs, God deliver you. But I'm just saying. How do drug dealers market their products? Do they put out ads? Drug consumer needed. Drugs available. See me at the lobby. No, but somehow, when someone that is an addict gets to a place, somehow, before the end of that day, they will locate the places where things are sold. How does that work? That's the same way riches are drawn to people who are wise. Riches are, it's like a magnet. Wise people are magnets for riches. There are a few reasons why some don't see that manifestation, which we'll look at. Of course, you cannot talk about wisdom and riches without speaking about King Solomon. King Solomon. If you're talking about a man marrying one wife, don't look at Solomon. But if you're talking about wisdom and riches, oh, we have to start with him. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 13. Oh, Jesus. I take authority over every rationalization in Jesus' name. Amen. When you are eating food, you eat it, you swallow it, you don't spit it out. That's what the word of God is. Just eat it, just swallow it. Don't spit it out. Eat it, swallow it. This, I believe it. This word is for me, I believe it. You see, when God sends his word, he knows the people he's sending it to. Met someone after first service. Oh my goodness, apostle, powerful word. That word was for me. God never sends his word randomly. But as a pastor, my desire is that everybody gets it. But I know he's sending his word to specific people, but everybody is able to get it. We must hate poverty so much. That when evil comes around, you say, no, 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 you don't like me. So I can't stay here. You don't like me, I can't stay here. So Solomon came to Jerusalem from the high place that was at Gibeon. From before the tabernacle of meeting. And reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered. Somebody say gathered. This is how wealth increases. It is gathered. One of my missions in life is to empty the wealth of foolish people. It's one of my very passionate desires. Foolish people. They'll spend $50,000 on a bottle of wine in a club. Those types should not see any money at all. No, 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 no. When there are some people that want it to use it for great things, to touch human beings' lives, not to get people high, except on the Holy Ghost. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen whom he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Also, the king made with wisdom. He made silver and gold common. What are you using your wisdom for? To manipulate people?
He made it common. He made it common. Hey, you can do this business. Have you heard of this place? Buy stuff here. Come and sell here. You. He made it. He made it as common as stones. So people wearing bling would just be like, yeah, regular person. Regular person. Gold teeth. Please don't do that. Regular. Even the house help. Hello. Like, wow. Say, so, yeah, I just got it fitted yesterday, you know. And he made cedars as abundant as sycamores. We don't understand what that is, but we know silver and gold. Let's be sincere, amen. Trying to see that sycamore, but those are trees. But silver and gold, we understand. He made it as common in Jerusalem as stones. How do we even begin to meditate on that? And that's part of my mission in this ministry. Driving expensive cars, million-dollar homes will be as common as stones. Yeah. That's not what we'll be thanking God, but that's not our main celebration. We'll be screaming and shouting when souls are saved. Yeah. And so you bought another million-dollar home. Bless the Lord. Great job. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Move on. Wow. 20 souls saved. 500,000 souls. Wow. Praise the Lord. Oh, another Bentley. Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, what color? Blue. Oh, yeah, yeah. He has a white, he has green. Oh, yeah, wonderful. We bless the Lord. Amazing. We thank the Lord for your life. Another private jet. Wow. Great. Wonderful. A longer one. Awesome. But soul saved. Yay. When you see it, you can begin to work towards it. Remember, the Bible says David took these men who were non-entities, they were debtors, they were just there. But because of the anointing, they were made into great men and women. The anointing that took Mary Magdalene from being bound by seven demons to becoming a woman who had the privilege of beholding Christ and seeing the risen Christ even before the disciples, took regular fishermen, Matthew 4:19, I believe. Follow me and I would make you fishers of men. The ability to make people is in the anointing. And the Lord will show you and say, no, this is not your part. That area, that is gold. If you are wise, you begin to pursue it. It's the Lord speaking to somebody. We must have the desire. You see, anything that is a spirit responds to desires. And the Bible makes us understand that money is a spirit. I saw a documentary, very, 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 very sad. But, you know, about one of, I think it was El Chapo or something like that. They were speaking about how they will hide bales of money in ceilings. And they would rather rats eat the money. But if any human being stole even $1, they'll kill them. I said, what kind of mindset is this? But you see, that's love for money. You see, in our case, please understand this distinction so we don't fall into error. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. We are not called to love money for the sake of money. It is for the sake of the good we want to do with the money. Please listen. Because there are many anointed people who are anointedly broke. They are broke even in anointing. Because some fail to understand the distinction. Just like wisdom, riches must be loved. But in our case, because of what we want to do with it, not for it by itself. God will not make available to us what we don't desire. Oh, but this preacher said, no, he doesn't talk about money. He never prays for money. Listen very well and understand. But he desires to do great things for God. You will not pay for it with tongues. The moment a believer is growing in wisdom, your ability to add value will be enhanced. And money will be the result. It's only a matter of time. And wisdom helps us to be properly positioned in our destiny. The Bible says, seeth thou a man diligent in somebody else's duty? No, his own duties. Diligent in his business, in his area of calling, in his assignment, diligent in the assignment. Where else? Standing on to preach 5 years ago is not here. Where will be in less than 2 years is not here. I've put you on notice. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to be wealthy. It doesn't happen overnight. But it must first be captured. This dream, I'm not letting go of it. I've been around places, and I'm still around places, where money flows. And sometimes I just wonder. I look at the polarity in life. I've been in places where there was a particular time, I back in the country where I was born, where, you know, I was working in my mom's business at that time. And I was, because of traffic, going from that part of Lagos to where I was, to where we're living. And the traffic was so bad, you know, traffic that was not even moving at all. That's just standstill. So after a while, it was already late and I was, you know, I had money with me from the sales that day. So we had to pivot into a very notorious place called Ajegunle. Some people know that place. I said, people are suffering. You know, the truth is, I was in shock all through that process. I had to recall the memory years later. Because that kind of situation, I'd never experienced that before. Very dangerous people. People's eyes were red. They have smoked. I mean, dangerous area at night. Holding money. And yeah, you are this fresh boy. Just I say it is finished. So the lady that accompanied me, that was also, you know, selling the same area. So she was more familiar with that. So she sort of helped me. I got to a space where people will sleep through the night. You just sleep, you pay a certain amount of money. One open space, we just got in there, very dark. Someone just collected money and just, you find a space. You find a space on the floor to just sleep till morning. You get up in the morning and you go about, that's renting, that's room for rent. It's not even room for rent, it is space. If we say space, people will understand. It's a sleeping space for, even that people will not understand. Just, I had to, and you're afraid to move somebody, thick bodies. People who have carried things all through the day. I say, Jesus, if anybody touch me at night, I will kill somebody here. I didn't sleep, I was just there, just waiting. One of the longest nights ever. That's one extreme end. And they see another extreme end. People just buying cars, what, millions of dollars, and just splurging money. And then I realized, what is the difference? It's about value. If you remove demonic influences, it's about value. If you meet someone like him, for example, and because of, you know, his desires, whatever, he just wants people, you know, He wants someone that can make him laugh. And if you can just make him laugh, whatever he desires, whatever he's able to do as a multi-billionaire in whatever currency you want, amen. You know, he can just be a blessing to you. And somebody will be wondering, oh, you did just, wow, just because you made someone laugh? No. Value is relative. It's relative. This is why the Bible says time and chance happens to them all. The ability to meet someone like that, that wants someone to make him laugh, and that you can make someone laugh effortlessly, that is orchestrated by the wisdom of God. Some have the ability to make people laugh, but they are around people who don't value laughter. So there's no match. But when God steps in, your gifting will be matched with an environment where that gifting is maximally celebrated. That's what happened to the Samaritan woman and Jesus. Jesus has been carrying the ability to prophesy. But when he met a woman who valued that gift, all he did was give her one word of knowledge. And she went and said, come and see a man who has told me everything I have ever done. When you match your gifting with the right environment, suddenly you find people being raised like Samaritan women, going about speaking so much about what you did. Even if you heard it yourself, you'd be wondering, no. Can imagine him telling somebody, oh my goodness, that guy is so funny. Man, I was just rolling on the floor laughing. Oh my, the funniest guy I've ever met in my whole life. Just because you satisfied him. So some come to someone like that, but with a different kind of gift. But they are not celebrated. But the wisdom helps to bring about a match. Advantage of wisdom. Riches. There are many, many fields that people are into that is not in any course of study. It's not studied in any university. I don't know, maybe there's a course at NATO or wherever where you can study to be a manager. A soccer manager, a manager for a soccer player. I don't know. Maybe there are some specific places where you can learn that specific thing. But there are so many things. Why allow yourself to dry out in a wrong environment? Your life is being lived every day you go to sleep and you wake up the next day. You might be in an unideal job, but begin to long to be in a place where every aspect of you, like a palm tree, is bearing fruit. We're speaking to world changers. I'm speaking to world changers. I'm speaking to world changers. A palm tree has every aspect of its body. Everything it produces is useful. Everything is useful. There are some people, you go to work, you dread going to work. If you have dependents, you have responsibilities, don't be irresponsible by just quitting. No. Let self-control keep you there. But at the same time, belonging. So I don't want some wives to come and meet me and say, my husband quit his job because of you, apostle. He has a mortgage. I'll tell you, the Lord be with you. The Lord bless you and keep you. But let self-control hold you down there while you are longing to be in a place to do what satisfies your soul. Not what makes you happy. No, I don't believe in that nonsense, because you can be doing what you're called to do and still not be happy sometimes. Because it is not every aspect of what you love that you love. Same way, it's not every aspect of who you love that you love. Aha. 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 We just love by faith. Just take the love and just spread it everywhere. Like you spread butter over bread. Just spread. But the real love is coming out of certain things that people do. The advantage of wisdom. What would I look like when I am in my place? If you were to ask him to keep playing for 24 hours and not pay him, he will consider it. But I will not allow that. But he will consider it because he loves what he does. When he's playing, he's just so engrossed. It's almost as if he's having a conversation with the keyboard. Ah, was that too hard? Sorry. But for somebody else, I just know how to play. You can tell they can't wait for the service to be over. You have to keep begging them, please come on. While others, you have to tell them, no keyboard at this time. Keep your fingers off the keys, please. Lord, pair me. Put me in the right place. Put me, money will come. Put me in the right place. I realize I love to encourage people. I love to solve problems. I don't like the same problem. No. Diverse. And that's the life of a pastor. Diverse. So this past Monday, I had back to back, I think 4 hours or 5 hours. My sisters were like, this is a lot. This all brings me joy. Meet with this one, meet with that one, different things. And just take it. And it's so exciting. But for somebody else, that is a death sentence. Maybe yours, you love to cook. Even when people are saying, I'm okay. No. You have to try this dish. Someone messaged me, Apostle, I've perfected this thing. You have to, I said, no. We're avoiding sugar. We can adjust the sugar. But for some, if you are stuck with them in the desert, you die of starvation. They will just say, let's worship the Lord. You see, we're speaking, I'm speaking, you're laughing, but the Holy Ghost is directing people. That's the ease that comes when there is grace. He's just speaking to you. It seems like we're just having a nice conversation. But if you allow yourself to tune in the Spirit, you realize the Holy Ghost will begin to direct you. See, is it not you he's talking to? Look at how you hate your job every single time. Is that what you keep doing until Jesus comes? No. What do we need to do? What changes can be made? Begin to leverage that and begin to make adjustments. Everything inside you and I must come out by the special grace of God. So Solomon received wisdom from God. And the Bible says he made silver and gold to be as common as stones in Jerusalem, mainly by adding value. People realize that this man has wisdom. I can't go to him empty-handed. They began to bring things. He didn't have to beg. They were bringing things because he allowed his wisdom to flow. Number 3 point, if you're capturing that, is allow your light to shine. Let the wisdom flow. Let it flow. Some people just know how to combine your outfit. It's with ease. No stress. Let it flow. The next thing you know, people begin to come to say, wow, I like the way you combine your outfits. Can you help me? Then you tell them, actually, I run a business. What's the name of your business? Think of a name immediately. In Luke chapter 9, verse 16, the Bible says, Jesus, when he was speaking about the parable of the unjust servant, Jesus said, is it Luke? Please help me look for that. Jesus said that the children of this world are more shrewd than the children of light. Because God gives advantages, opportunities, but children of God sometimes are not quick to take that opportunity. Look at Moses' sister. Thank you. The other way around, yeah, 16:8. Moses' sister. She was there. She created the problem and found the solution. Do you know the story? When the king was killing infant boys, male children, and they put him, in the basket on the river, and then Pharaoh's daughter came. She saw the baby crying, and Moses' sister stepped in and said, was it the sister? Yes, the sister. I said, oh, yeah, do you want me to go and look for someone for you? She didn't ask. She was just looking. She could have buried the child and sang the child. But she stepped in to say, do you need help? And then she went to bring Moses' mother as a help to take care of her own son. That's being shrewd. But born again Christians can say, I want to be truthful. That's actually my brother. That's my brother. Can I go and bring his mother? Please don't arrest us. We're just saying, no. You are not lying. He's being shrewd. And Jesus commended that servant. I read that for many years. I said, how can Jesus commend this? But I then understood what he was saying. The ability to take advantage of opportunities. You are not running a business, but you're there, you overheard. Now, listen to me. It's different from missing your way. Just listen. just understand what the Lord is saying. Understand. You're there, and right there to your hearing, you heard a prophecy that by this time tomorrow, these items will be sold for this amount. And you are there, you heard that, and you didn't do anything about it. That's not being shrewd. Oh, yes. Time and chance. Is this time correct? See, when we are talking about money, even the time is saying, end the service now. End it. I'm just giving examples. We're all learning. I remember when I was in university, I learned that entrepreneurial aspect from my mom. I just looked and I said, I can't be going to JOS empty-handed. JOS at that time was not as exposed, even till now as Lagos in Nigeria. So I decided to begin to take some things from one part and go and sell to students in that part. And started selling things. And I made a lot of money. When you look at the needs in the area where you're hearing people saying the very same thing. The problems they're having, the lack that they have. Provide a solution. I can't be around people, first person saying they are suffering from anxiety, second person anxiety, third person anxiety. That's already an anxiety destroying business. I don't have to be the one to run it. But listen to me. I just use a random example. We don't charge for the use of the anointing. Okay? But I'm just telling you, I cannot hear those things and not do anything. Even if I'm not a pastor. I will help them look for a place where they can get healing. That's adding value. You do that so much, people would always be on your mind. You always be on people's mind, rather. People will always owe you. It's not just about what you do. No, it's way beyond that. It's being a person that adds value. See that first person? Oh, I don't know. Just couldn't sleep. Second person couldn't sleep. Say, Lord, what is the solution for when people cannot sleep? Because sometimes, you are pursuing after something, but other doors are opening and you're just ignoring them. That might not be your destination, but it can provide fuel for you to keep moving towards your destination. Time and chance happens to them all. Time and chance. Time and chance. Time and chance. Some people are so resourceful that way. Time and chance. Time and chance. I won't put him on the spot, but one of us, when he joined this ministry, I used to be the one playing drums then. I'll play drums, I'll sing as I was playing drums, and then I'll go and minister afterwards. So he came, joined the ministry, and he saw, I said, no, pastor should not be playing drums. So I didn't know, but he rented drums, his house, and started learning how to play. And after a few weeks, came and told me, pastor, I can play. That's a mindset where you see a need. Of course, he's not playing drums now. He met a need. It's where you make yourself a please don't miss your way. Understand what I'm saying. Either you can connect dots, but I'm saying be a person that wants to add value, either directly or by indirectly connecting people. And people who are in business and thrive, they understand this. No client comes to you that you send away. No, you refer them somewhere. Whether they give you referral fees or not, it doesn't matter. You send them somewhere. Solve their problem. One day, they'll say, no, this person that just know, what do you sell? What can I buy from you yourself? But for some, they don't want to do any referral. There are some people I have directed to other churches. They came here was not working for them, maybe the distance or other things. I directed them to other places. This is a great ministry. In Edmonton, this is a great ministry. It's not competition. Guess what? One or two of them, when they sold their house, moved somewhere else, and were closer, they started coming here. Life is not that difficult. When the wisdom is there saying, I want to add value. Let's see who can replace you. Oh, yes. So people come from other ministries. I counsel them. I never tell them. Sometimes even people who are complaining about the church where they are, complaining about their pastor, I don't tell them. Even those who God has said ought to be here, once in a while, if it's just so serious, I just say it. Otherwise, I just leave them. But eventually, mine is to solve their problem and release them. I believe somebody has gotten light in the name of Jesus. We are stepping out of here today as business and career people to go solve problems. To go solve problems in the mighty name of Jesus. I can't pass by my boss and he or she is not smiling. And I don't understand what's the problem, like Joseph. Impossible. Hey, are you okay? Is everything okay? Yeah, no, all is good. No, all is not good. Let's go grab coffee. My job is beyond what you're paying me to do. No, that cannot pay my bills. I'm more expensive than that. It's all the other issues you see around. That's what begins to create the other value and the riches coming back. You're hired as a business analyst, but you're solving marital issues. And he's telling you, he's just having issues with his wife. You know, she's just, really? So how are you dealing with that? It's okay, you can talk to me. I'm confidential. It's okay. Whatever we say here stays here. And they talk. You provide a solution. You go back to the office. You're back as colleagues. How will he fire you? He calls you to fire, just tell him, remember your wife? I'm just kidding. Don't blackmail people. I'm just kidding. JK. Go and add value. Glory to God. Those born in the month of February that have not been prayed for, I didn't bless. I was in a hurry to preach this word. So please rise up on your feet.
Thank you for taking the time to listen and receive the fresh word of God. Before you leave, if you're listening to this podcast and you're not born again, I, Pastor Ibuku Adewusi, would love to pray with you. If you're ready to give your life to Christ right now, please say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God, and I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I know I am a sinner, and today I come to you to forgive me of all my sins and to make me a brand new creation. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me and making me born again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Congratulations, you are now born again. Please reach out to us on cccghq.org/save and fill out the form completely so that we can send you wonderful materials to help you grow on your new walk with Christ. Congratulations once again. We love you and God bless you.